local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A woman from Chicago has reportedly been killed in an overnight crash between a car and a train in Northwest Indiana. The story from CBS2's Suzanne LeMunyot.
Now, just hours ago, we learned the woman's name is Jacqueline Moore. She was 61 years old. The crash happened near the BP Whiting Refinery in East Chicago, next to 129th and Indianapolis Boulevard. Moore lived nearby on the Illinois side. Right now, we're not sure if she was inside the car during the crash.
And the investigation is ongoing. Detectives are questioning four people after a carjacking on the Northwest side. Police say a 34-year-old rideshare driver had just dropped off a passenger on Belmont near Narragansett just before midnight when police say two men approached him and stole his 2015 Toyota Sienna at gunpoint. The Sienna crashed into two unoccupied parked cars several blocks later. Four people in the car were taken to Illinois Masonic Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. At least one person in the car fired gunshots after the crash, but no one was hit. Chicago police are warning people to be on the lookout for a group of men who are stealing cell phones from people in Lincoln Park, River North, and the Gold Coast. Eight incidents happened between December 3rd and 5th. Police say they would approach the victims and grab cell phones out of their hands. The mother of a newborn left in a safe haven baby box at a fire station in Northwest Indiana is being praised today. That story from WBBM's Jim Goodis.
The safe haven baby box was installed at a Crown Point fire station last month following an anonymous donation, and a newborn was left in the box Thursday night. The head of the group that creates the boxes says the mother of the newborn did the right thing and calls the action selfless and heroic. The Northwest Indiana Times reports the baby was taken to a hospital for evaluation and is doing well. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It's an occasion worth celebrating. Today is National Brownie Day. The Palmer House Hilton is considered the birthplace of the brownie. Legend has it Bertha Palmer requested a dessert that ladies could enjoy with their boxed lunches at the World's Fair in 1893. The hotel will honor the occasion and its contribution to dessert plates the world over by offering a complimentary brownie at check-in today. A woman from Tinley Park wants her coyote back. Tomi Sue Tranchita had four coyotes in her property, but they were confiscated after she forgot to renew a $25 license. The coyotes were taken to a wildlife rescue in Indiana. Three coyotes have since died, and now Tranchita says her paperwork is up to date, so she would like to retrieve the lone survivor named Luna.
They bond, coyotes in captivity bond with one human only and no others, so that's really her only chance of getting back to the animal that she was.
She says the Indiana Rescue will give the coyote back if the Illinois Department of Natural Resources tells them in writing that Tranchita is legal to have Luna back at her place. Chicago police are warning people in Ukrainian Village about a string of five recent residential burglaries. In each case, someone pried open the back doors of homes and then stole property from inside. The burglaries happened between November 14th and November 30th.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.